Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for VinFast Auto Leilig, or VFS as it's known on the ticker. If you're not familiar with VinFast, let me give you the quick rundown. This is a Vietnamese electric vehicle manufacturer that's been making waves in the EV space, part of the broader automotive industry within the consumer cyclical sector. Based out of Vietnam, VinFast is positioning itself as a global player with a focus on sustainable mobility, and they've got ambitious plans to compete with some of the biggest names in the game. Today, we're diving deep into what makes this company tick, breaking down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, all while keeping an eye on what this means for you as a long-term investor. Let's get started. First, let's touch on some recent buzz around VinFast. From the news snippets we've gathered, there's a mix of excitement and skepticism. They've been pushing hard on international expansion, with reports of new market entries and partnerships that could boost their footprint. However, there's also chatter about operational challenges and concerns over profitability, which have caught the eye of investors. Performance-wise, the stock has seen some volatility, decent short-term gains in the past week and month, but the longer-term picture over 6 months and a year shows a more uneven ride compared to the broader industry trends. This sets the stage for our deeper dive, so let's unpack the SWOT and see where VinFast stands. Strengths: innovative focus on EVs. VinFast is all in on electric vehicles, aligning perfectly with the global shift towards sustainable transportation. Their product lineup is tailored to this growing demand, and they're not just playing catch-up. They're aiming to lead in markets hungry for affordable EVs. Strong backing and vision. With a clear mission to be a global EV brand, VinFast benefits from significant financial and strategic support from its parent conglomerate in Vietnam. This gives them the muscle to invest heavily in R&D and expansion, which is evident in their aggressive market moves. Revenue growth potential. Looking at their income statements, revenue figures have been trending upward year over year. While they're not yet at the scale of giants, this consistent growth signals a solid foundation, especially when paired with their focus on scaling production. Geographic diversification. From the revenue breakdowns by region, it's clear VinFast isn't putting all its eggs in one basket. They're tapping into multiple markets, which helps mitigate risks tied to any single economy or regulatory environment. Weaknesses. Profitability struggles. Let's be real here. VinFast is bleeding cash when it comes to net income. The income statements show consistent losses, and their net profit margin is deep in the red. For long-term investors, this raises a red flag about when or if they'll turn the corner to sustainable earnings. High debt levels. A peek at their balance sheet and key metrics reveals a concerning debt-to-equity ratio. They've taken on significant liabilities to fuel growth, which could weigh heavily if interest rates climb or if cash flow doesn't improve soon. Operational inefficiencies. Their return on equity and return on invested capital are underwhelming compared to industry averages. This suggests they're not yet using their resources as effectively as competitors, which could hurt their ability to scale profitably. Market perception risks. Some news reports highlight skepticism around their ability to compete with established EV players, especially in terms of quality and brand trust. For a company still building its reputation, this perception can be a tough hurdle. Opportunities. EV market boom. The industry data shows the EV space is exploding, with consumer cyclical trends pointing to double-digit growth annually. VinFast has a massive opportunity to carve out a niche, especially in emerging markets where EV adoption is just taking off. Global expansion. Their push into new regions, as noted in recent news, could be a game changer. If they nail down partnerships or incentives in key markets like North America or Europe, we could see a significant boost in revenue streams. Innovation and cost leadership. With heavy investments in tech and production, there's potential for VinFast to drive down costs and offer competitive pricing. If they can innovate on battery tech or manufacturing efficiency, they might outpace rivals on margins. Government support. Being based in Vietnam, they could benefit from local policies or subsidies for green tech. Plus, global incentives for EV adoption could play in their favor, giving them a tailwind to ramp up sales. Threats. Intense competition. the EV market isn't a quiet pond. It's a shark tank. With giants like Tesla and legacy automakers pivoting hard into electric, VinFast faces brutal competition. Industry performance metrics show they're up against players with deeper pockets and stronger brand loyalty. Economic sensitivity. As part of the consumer cyclical sector, VinFast is vulnerable to economic downturns. If consumer spending tightens, especially in key markets, their growth trajectory could take a hit, as seen in sector performance dips during past slowdowns. Supply chain risks. News snippets and industry chatter point to ongoing supply chain bottlenecks, especially for EV components like batteries. Any disruptions here could delay production and hurt their ability to meet demand. Valuation concerns. Looking at their forward PE ratios, the market seems to be pricing in a lot of future growth. But with current losses and a high price-to-sales ratio compared to peers, there's a risk of overvaluation if they don't deliver on expectations. Now, let's tie this into some broader insights. From their earnings call transcripts, management seems optimistic about hitting key production milestones and expanding their dealer network, which is encouraging for the medium term. However, they've been cagey about specific timelines for profitability, which keeps me a bit cautious. Financially, their free cash flow is still negative, largely due to hefty capital expenditures on plants and equipment. While this is typical for a growth stage company, it's something to monitor. Can they balance this spending with incoming cash from operations? On the valuation front, the forward PE suggests analysts expect a turnaround, but it's priced at a premium, so there's little room for error. For you long-term investors, here's where I'm at. VinFast has a compelling story with their EV focus and global ambitions, but the road ahead is bumpy. Short-term volatility might offer entry points if you believe in their vision, but the lack of profitability and high debt load are real concerns. Industry trends are in their favor, no doubt, but execution is everything. They need to prove they can compete on quality and cost, not just hype. In closing, VinFast Auto Limited presents a high-risk, high-reward profile for long-term investors. The potential is there, especially if they capitalize on the EV wave and nail their expansion plans. But the pitfalls, profitability, debt, and competition, can't be ignored. Keep this one on your radar, do your own deep dive, and weigh if the growth story outweighs the current financial strain. And hey, if you found this analysis helpful, stick around with MarketSnap for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock breakdowns. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus a concise SWOT breakdown on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think about VinFast's future? Let's keep the conversation going.